number one movie in America.
What's this? Another number one movie in America bonus episode? Why, yes, and not just any bonus episode. This is a weird bonus episode cobbled together from voice notes that your beloved podcasters, Sean Collier, Camila Adams, and me, Robin Hitchcock, sent each other on Oscar night, and also the morning after the Oscars, and also extra things that I recorded on my couch right now to make this make a little bit more sense. You know what you're getting into. It's going to be weird.
My first dispatch is that Bud Light seltzer is just okay.
My first dispatch is that caps at the Cavs team store are more affordable than you might think. That's nice.
My first dispatch is I just sat down to a smoked chicken sandwich and some chili, and I made myself an old-fashioned because it's been that kind of day.
Hello from Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in Cleveland, Ohio, where the Cavaliers will be taking on the Los Angeles Clippers tonight. I will enjoy it. I will be sad to not be watching the Oscars, but I'm probably going to get more entertainment here. It's not always the most entertaining show, we can be honest.
This is Camila broadcasting from my couch. And let's be honest, things are going to get pretty sloppy pretty quickly because my alcohol tolerance has gone way down since having a baby. Currently, I am playing my game, cooking something, cooking diary, and opening up a new restaurant, a cafe. So it's pretty exciting.
I am watching this at a party with a bunch of people wearing cocktail dresses and ties in someone's living room, including a two-week-old baby in a tuxedo onesie, as God intended.
Well, here in Cleveland, Kawhi Leonard out for the game for the Clippers. That's a disappointment for me. Was hoping to see him. But I see that Billie Eilish and Janelle Monáe are winning the red carpet thus far. I'm kind of front-loading these because I'm admittedly going to record less once the game begins.
Editor's note. At this point, Camila has been sent an Oscars ballot so she can compete with me and Sean in predicting the winners.
These Oscars, it's all bullshit. Like, these are the same five movies nominated for everything. Jordan Peele is nowhere on this fucking list. This is bullshit. I can't even stand it.
Yeah, maybe it was a bad idea to make you revisit the list of nominees. I'm sorry, Camila.
I mean, we've all talked a lot about the Oscars. Camila just summed it up in 13 seconds. Bullshit, no Jordan Peele. That covers it.
Yo, I'm going to need the Academy to get off Martin Scorsese's nutsack, like, real quick. Because there's no way. I didn't watch that movie, but there's no way he deserves all these nominations.
Clippers leading by 15 after the first quarter and eagerly awaiting the first thing from the Oscars. That makes me mad.
Aw, congrats, Brad Pitt, for winning your first Oscar as an actor. I wish it was for something that was actually worthwhile.
Yeah, Brad Pitt gets an award for being likable Brad Pitt. I would have given it to Tom Hanks, but hey, I'm from Pittsburgh, so there's some implicit bias there.
We decided to watch us instead.
Well, the Cavs allowed 73 points in the first half. That is no way to win a basketball game. They trail the Clippers 73-50. I'm a bit surprised that Toy Story 4 won Best Animated Feature. I didn't think there was that much support for it. But it's beginning to seem like a lot of the voters don't watch all of the movies. I wonder if more people had seen Missing Link or Klaus, if one of those would have won. Robin, do you think that's why Toy Story 4 won? Just because people didn't see the other nominees?
I never answered Sean's question about Toy Story 4 winning. I do think that it is likely that many people in the Academy did not watch Klaus or Missing Link. There also may have just been no clear alternative, and so it was like, well, I guess another one goes to Toy Story. Like, Meryl Streep winning for The Iron Lady. Due respect to Viola Davis, I know that she's happier that she won for Fences than winning for The Help, though. So it all worked out. We love you, Viola.
Yay. I'm so happy that Hair Love won. But in the meantime, Lupita is acting her ass off on Us. Mm-hmm. And she should have been nominated for Best Actress and Supporting Actress.
Well, I like Camila's two nominations for Lupita Theory. I don't have a problem. It's nice that Taika Waititi has an Oscar. I'm sure the speech was great.
Editor's additional note, I am truly cracking up imagining Sean saying these things about these Oscars and actual basketball fans around him listening to them.
But hey, Academy, the least you can do, literally the least you could have done, was give Greta Gerwig that Oscar. But, you know, you're basic.
Sean calling the Academy basic gives me life.
I'm taking a break during Chrissy Metz's performance to just check in and say, I'm having a good time. I love the Oscars, despite all the injustice. I love them so much.
Oh, I'm being salty about the Oscars because the nominations were garbage, and I'm trying to justify me not watching this year, but I love them too, obviously. I'm very, very wrapped up in them. I'm looking forward to getting back to the room and watching the rest after the Cavs finish completely shitting the bed against the Clippers.
Definitely not trying to take away you guys' love for the Oscars, and I've just been salty about the Oscars for years now. Like, I used to really love them and be into them. My friends and I would do the ballots. We'd get together. We'd watch it. We even had a trophy to pass around for whoever won that ballot that year. I don't even remember who has it to this day. But, yeah, it's just I don't want to steal your joy, and I don't want to be a negative Nancy. But, you know, you guys do you. You love your Oscars, and I'm not trying to take that away from you. It's just
Laura Dern saying, don't meet your heroes, but my heroes were my parents. And then them cutting away to Diane Ladd crying. Definitely an up there Oscars moment of the decade. I guess we're in a new decade. So best Oscars moment of the decade, I'm calling it.
Congratulations to Laura Dern. Woman inherits the earth.gif. I'm glad Marriage Story is an Oscar winning movie.
Eminem got a standing ovation for a segment no one understands why it even exists.
I'm still here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, but no one else is. With about a minute and a half to play, the Clippers lead by 43. I know that the sound awards are not exactly thrilling, but still, I would love it to be more interesting than the Vroom Vroom movie and the Boom Boom movie. This has been my jokey sound joke.
The alternative is Joker winning for ha 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 ha, ah 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 ah. And I will not allow that.
Final from Cleveland, Clippers 133, Cavs 92. Not a strong showing for your Cavaliers. Headed back to the hotel to actually see some of the Oscars. Isn't that nice?
Tom Hanks was talking about the Academy Museum, which I am excited to visit next time I'm in California. Sean, I'm glad that you are going to a hotel and are able to see the end of the show. I'm sorry the Cavs lost. Camila, if you are still awake, please sound off. Let us know what you were doing in your wonderful not caring about the Oscars world.
Hello now from the charming Glidden House Hotel near Case Western University. I walked in just in time to see Bong Joon-ho say he was getting drunk. That's nice.
Just on the record, as much as I'm having a great time, I'm having less of a great time than I normally am during an Oscars night, because the nominees this year are terrible, and it's bad to not have a host. They should have a host, and they should nominate people who aren't white.
So I think we lost Camila to the sweet embrace of sleep hours ago.
Editor's note, she had definitely fallen asleep. She sent some recordings in the morning, which I went back and edited in where they belonged.
By the way, I was this week years old when I learned that notable score composer Thomas Newman and folksy troubadour Randy Newman are cousins and competing against each other. Okay, so the last time I was in Cleveland, I saw Elton John in concert. This time, Elton John won an Oscar. is there going to be an Elton John component to all of my trips to Cleveland?
I'm in trouble because I screamed in front of a two-week-old baby, but I'm so happy that Parasite won Best Picture.
Right after I was told not to.
But he's a really good baby, so he stayed asleep because he loves his Aunt Robin and didn't want her to get in trouble.
I'd like to give mad props to Abby and Mike for having people over at their home with a two-week-old. I wanted no one around when Kaj was 2 weeks old. And the fact that you screamed and that baby stayed asleep, you are lucky that you got out of there with your life, Robin.
Wow, Parasite won Best Picture. That's so amazing. I'm so excited. That's really good. I'm so happy.
Yeah, that's exciting. I think that when this award season has been one long dumpster fire, we all assumed that when that dumpster finally decayed into nothing, there would be garbage left. And instead, when the dumpster that was on fire decayed to nothing, there was a nice surprise underneath where that dumpster was, in the form of Parasite, becoming the first film not in the English language to win Best Picture. That's cool. I'm happy that happened. This was a better Oscars than it might have been. I'm going to go now because Mary Beth fell asleep a while ago and I snuck into the bathroom to record this one. But I want to hear from Robin before we go. Robin, is this the first time in your memory that your number one film won Best Picture? That can't happen too often.
This is my unofficial recording of I Am Too Drunk to Make Official Recordings. I have said so many things ostensibly on mic that weren't. I'm really happy Parasite won. I'll probably say some more things into mic before we hit this episode. Yay! The Oscars are great and terrible and yay.
I did record something in the car ride home answering Sean's question. It is impossible to hear, and also I sound embarrassingly drunk. So I am recording now that while I think that Moonlight was the best movie of 2016 and that did win Best Picture, that was obviously a tarnished win. And it wasn't my favorite movie that year. I think my favorite movie that year was 20th Century Woman. So yes, Parasite winning Best Picture is the only time I can remember where my favorite movie that year did win. I'll have to think about it a little harder, but nothing's jumping to mind.
Okay, I'm going to make a big effort to watch Parasite today because I've been hearing nothing but good things about it and it won Best Picture. I'm not trying to jump on any bandwagons, but if it's all that everybody says it is, I need to watch that thing.
And you need to watch it too. Thank you so much for listening to this cobbled together bonus episode, bearing with the various audio qualities, levels of sobriety, and general sense making. We'll be back from the iHeartRadio studios talking about the Lego movie in our next official episode, which drops later this week.
Number one!